USA Radio News.
Earlier today, President Trump held a news conference with President Buhari of Nigeria. One of the things President Trump was asked about was the folks trying to get into the United States from Central America.
We are a nation of laws. We have to have borders. We don't have borders, we don't have a country. And I've been watching for weeks as the caravan came up. And, you know, the Mexican laws are very tough on immigration, extremely tough. And it started out with way over 1,000 people. I guess now it's down to about 100 going all through Mexico. People don't realize what a big country Mexico is. And now we're working on the border with the worst laws any country, no matter where you go, all over the world, they can't even believe it.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said today that Iran had lied about not pursuing nuclear weapons and had continued to preserve and expand its nuclear weapons knowledge after signing a 2015 deal with global powers. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
The president has shared his first choice for where to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
President Trump suggesting that he meet with Kim Jong-un along the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea, just like the North and South Korean leaders did a few days ago. The details for the upcoming historic summit are still being negotiated, but the president's made his suggestion on Twitter Monday morning. He asked if the Peace House at the DMZ wouldn't be a more, quote, representative, important, and lasting site than a third-party country would be.
Speaking out for the first time, the jury that convicted Bill Cosby at his sexual assault retrial said today that the decision was influenced only by what happened in court. Harrison Snyder is the youngest person on the jury at the age of 22 years old. He told ABC's Good Morning America that in Cosby's deposition, when he admitted to giving women drugs to have sex with them, that was the evidence that made him believe he was guilty. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Arizona's teacher walkout will enter its fourth day tomorrow. Now on Friday, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey announced that he and legislative leaders reached an agreement on a package that would give teachers their 20% raise and add more money to school funding. But Joe Thomas is with the Arizona Teachers Association. He says we need to see some of the details in this plan.
Well, all we've seen is a tweet and some talking points. We've not been able to see any plan or what the governor's going to do to end the teaching crisis in our state. We have 10% of our teaching positions that aren't filled by certified teachers. They leave for other states because they can get raises. And we have $1 billion that was taken from our school system. When we went into the recession, we understood we had to tighten our belts, but we need to see that money back in the system now that we're out of the recession. And we had no governor, no legislature in 10 years move on that.
A new poll says the Democratic Party is losing its appeal to millennials. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Reuters Ipsos poll finds 46% of millennials now prefer Democratic candidates overall, but among voters 18 to 34, that number is down 9 points over the past 2 years, but still well above the 28% support for Republicans among that age group. A growing number of millennials do say they're undecided, willing to support a third party candidate, or they're not interested in voting at all. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, the White House Correspondents Association says it will not apologize to Sarah Sanders for the attacks by Michelle Wolf on Saturday night at the latest correspondence dinner. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.